This daf Kufyud Beit, we're up to the two dots, and the next piece of the Mishnah was Ach Yudach Ruba, that there's no din of defying an ear and idachat in terms of all of those halachot, unless Rove of the ear was Hudach. Now this creates an obvious problem in terms of logistics, because we can't know if Rove of the ear was Hudach until the Bezdin will paskin on each one of those individuals that they were Ovid Avid Azara. The problem is that if we paskin on each one of those individuals or Ovid Avid Azara, we can't carry out the din because we have to wait to see if we have a rove, because we don't know what din we're supposed to be done them. Are we going to be done them for Skila, or are we going to be done them for Sayyid? So we've got a real pickle. But what do we do logistically? Hefi Abdina. Umra Yehuda, well, what we do obviously must be that we're done. We reach the point of the din, but I mean, if we see that there's quite a few people that were over the Avodazar, so we can't carry out the din of the Skila, because it may turn out they're not Chayev Skila if there was a rove. So what we do is we keep them in jail, v'chovshim. And we keep doing this until we get up to the rove. Danim v'chovshim, danim v'chovshim. At the point that we get the rove, so then they all have the din of Sayev, and then we are going to carry out that din, plus the destruction of their property, which otherwise we wouldn't do either. So we need to first do the din as individuals, and then we determine whether we have an early daft. How can you do that? That violates a very fundamental halacha, that we do not have a concept of death row. That's considered to be inui ad-din. In the moment that you're gamer ad-din, you can't just leave a person there sitting. Nimtzata man ad-dinan shalelu. So, I mean, what that means is that everybody up until that point is going to be sitting around in jail, in death row. Elo amar ula must be that initially, up until the point that you have the rove, each individual is indeed treated as a yachid, not simply nidan to find out whether he's a yachid. He is a yachid at that point. So we're danim, we're soklin, danim is soklin, up until the point that you get to the rove. When you get to the point of the rove, you now have an ir nidach. From that point on, if there's additional dinim, so those individuals are dealt with as the irani dachat, and their momon is nisraf, and so on. Itma. Now there's another machlokas that has about this exact issue that introduces a different approach. And that is, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, danin v'soklin v'danin v'soklin. Indeed. So Rabbi Yochanan indeed said, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita was, like Ula Shita was. But Rish Lakish Amar, that what we do is we finish the entire din up in one day so that there shouldn't be inui ad-din. So we have the number of bate dinim available to be done, all of them simultaneously, and marbim lehem bate dinim, and that way we avoid the problem of inui ad-din. And so we have a sufficient bate dinim to, this is not a problem of one bate din being unable to be done too, because you can do that if it's the same on the same inyan, remember we had before, except that it's, there's simply logistically no time to be able to have one Beit Din do more. What are they going to do? Two, three. I mean, so we need enough Batei Dinim to be done the entire, but we take a look at an approximation. Looks to be, let's say, 500 people, whatever. You get the 200 Batei Dinim, 300 Batei Dinim. They're marred by the Batei Dinim, and the, by the end of the day, we know what it is that we're supposed to do. So now we know retroactively what to do. If it turns out that it was a rove, so then the din that we carry out is the din of Nirani Dachat, Besayef and Beibud Mamonon. If we don't have a rove, so then the din that we carry out is Beskila. Asks the Gemara, now hold on a second. There's something fundamentally wrong with that. The din of Nirani Dachat is not achievable with local Batei Dinim. We dash that from a posseh. It can only be done in front of the High Court, in front of the Sanhedrin, Shivim Be'al. Because Omer of Kamaber of Yosi, Omer of Oshaya, it's talking about over here, the Avodah Zorah, so it says, Votzeta ta'ishahu, or ta'ishahi asher asuot ha'davar ra'azel sha'arecha. What does that tell me? That only an individual ish v'isha, ata motzi l'sha'arecha, v'yata motzi kola irkula l'sha'arecha. You cannot bring to a local based in a Vesrim Shlosha, even though for an individual they could be done, they can't be done in the Yerni Dach. So what are you saying? Saying, Marvin la batei dinim of what? Of Vesrim Shlosha. And then when they find out it's a rove, they're going to carry out the din. They can't carry out the din. Okay, fine. But you know what? Marbim labate dinim, uma'aynin bininim. You're right. What we do is a preview of their din. In bate dinim, we don't carry out the din locally at all. It's true. If it, well, no, it's more than that. I mean, we'd have to come to the psak. We just don't decide what the onesh is. So reminding the din, if it turns out that they would be chayev, so then, at that point, we bring them up to Yerushalayim for the Beit Din HaGadol to review the case now from the beginning, according to some, the Edut has to be given again and so on. They can't be semech, even on the Kabbalat Edut of the Batei Dinim that are local. And then, Gamrilo Ladinai Vakatalo, they are Gamer the Din, and they announce the Chiyuv of Mita, and they carry out the Chiyuv of the Irani Dacht. So then it says, Akei Take et Yosheveya Yerunavadayek. What is the meaning of a Yoshev? We talked about a passing caravan. What would define a passing caravan as being Yosheveya Yer to be Matzil, the Yer to change the proportion of the city that either had or had not? They use different words for caravans, depending on whether they were donkey-driven caravans or camel-driven caravans. In English, it is a caravan. And it's passing from place to place. Now, if they were lanu betocha, suppose they had stayed over in this city, and they were influenced along with the city. So now it depends what defines them as members of the city. So if they had been there for 30 days at the time, so then they have the same halacha as the other people in the city. They're part of the Ir HaNidachat. But if it was less than 30 days, then whatever the heck is happening with the rest of the city is irrelevant to them. They remain Yechidim. And Hein Biskila Umamona Palat. They will always be Nidon Yechidim. Asks the Gemara, you're giving a 30-day period for a person to be considered a member of another town? But that's not true in other cases. V'ramini. Kama yeh be'ir, v'yeh mi'anshei ha'ir. Now over there, we're talking about the need to participate in local taxes. So to pay for the needs of the town, the din is you have to be a member of the town for 12 months. Shemasa chodesh. So how do we get 30 days here? Amar Rava, wait. It's a tremendous difference in, excuse me. You note the words. The words of the Pasik are Yoshvei Ha'ir. The words that you just brought in the Braita, Anshei Ha'ir, that's the same thing to you. You're going to say, somebody is a New Yorker because he's been there for 30 days. No, it takes much longer than that to change your entire brain. So you need to be there for a year. Mashenka to say he's a Toshav of New York. Okay, 30 days, you're already a Toshav. You live there. That's not to say you're a New Yorker. It's a big difference. So the same thing is true over here. Holam evi miyat ve, mi bnei mata. This is talking about to be a New Yorker, from a child of the town, so to speak. Holam evi miyat ve mata. The Lashon HaPasuk is Yoshvei Ha'ir. To be considered a Toshav. A Toshav Arai is 30 days. And indeed, Vatanya, I'll prove it to you for a very simple case, which indeed, I mean, it's not exactly the same because it's defined by human local usage, because Nidorim, which this is about, is always defined by local usage. But it's indicative of an assumption that's made about the difference between B'nai and Toshavei. A very simple case. Somebody is Mudar Anah B'nai Ha'ir. He refuses to have anything to do with New York. No. So if he says mi bnei ha'ir, so then im yesh adam shishtar sham shem asar chodesh, asur le'enot mimenu, say nachinami. If someone has been there for 12 months, he's included in the neder. Pochot mikan mutar le'enot mimenu. But suppose he makes a neder not to have an offer from anybody who lives in New York. So mi toshavei, he says mi yoshvei ha'ir. Then the shir is the gabi that neder im nishtar shoshim yom. So you see, even in Lashon B'nai Adam, it's taken for granted that there's a difference between being a Toshav and being a Benayir. Clearly, that's the way in which the Chachamim derive the difference in the usage of the language here. So that's where we started to analyze the difference between Nichsei Tzadikim, Tzadikim, of course, meaning those who were not involved in the event of the Hatacha, versus the Nichsei Rishayim. And that's because we have a contradiction in the Pasuk. So if you start reading the Pasuk, you read the Achrim Ota, Vet Kol Asher Ba. So Kol Asher Ba, now, this means only The Gro takes out the word Kol HaShavua because we're not being medayik that here. We're being medayik the Ota. So Achrim Ota would mean the Ir HaNidachat, which does not include the Nichsei Tzadikim Shebechutz Olam. And it's clearly not Ota. So on the one hand, the Pasuk is insisting on only what is in the city. So now we're going to see why we're led to this conclusion. But in the end, we're led to the conclusion that that's got to be referring to it as opposed to the things that are owned by non-participants that are not in the city. Then when it stresses ve'et kol asher ba, so then that's coming to be marbe something, that even what was previously excluded because it wasn't otah, but if it's bitocha, then even a non-participant's property is destroyed. And koshlala means only those things which could be viewed as the property of the city. Velo shlal shamayim. But then it adds the word kol shlala, which seems to expand the meaning of shlala. Ah, indeed, that would expand it to include not nifse shamayim, because that is a maximum of what would be distant from shlala, but to include nifse rishayim shekhutzala. So then that's why we're forced to that conclusion. Because on the one hand, we're expanding the din of shalala even where it's not in the city. And on the other hand, we're excluding something that's not in the city. Obviously, then the pasuk is being meramis to the difference between participants and non-participants. Okay. Not within the boundaries of the town. We're gonna zero in on that in a moment. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Why, says Rabbi Shimon, of course this is Rabbi Shimon, it's Dorish time of the Krah. Nobody else would ask a question like this. Why did the Torah say? You never say, why did the Torah say? So, okay, but according to Rabbi Shimon, that's how you say, why did the Torah say? Not because you really believe that the Torah says things because it's forced to say things, but what do you derive from the fact that the Torah says this? So, ma, as if to teach you, I mean, how would any normal being, human being live in Brooklyn? There's only one reason, money. So it's all about mamona. Since it's your money that led you to live like a maniac in this place, you should lose your money. So therefore, it's all interrelated. Oh, my mark. Okay, now let me analyze what you said before. You said, et kol shlala tikvot, so that kol shlala is coming to tell me that it's including nichsei rishaim shebechutzala. But, says Rav Chisa, let's define now what exactly do we mean by chutzala. So when it says tikvot, there is your hint. Tikvot means benikbatsim betocha. So we're talking about that which is able to be nikbats l'tocha. That is a number of different approaches, and they all, la halacha, may be true. Nikbatsim l'tocha, it once had to be part of the city. Not that he made an investment in Timbuktu. So it was once in the city, you know, like he owed something, and now it's somewhere else. Or nikbatsim l'tocha, it needs to be within a day's distance, meaning on the day that we're going to carry out the din, we need to be able to bring in this property. If it's further away than that, then it's considered to be entirely chutzala.
He's a resident, but he's got stuff outside.
Right. So now how far outside? Only which is nikbatsim l'tocha, within the day of the din. Others learn, but nikbatsim l'tocha means the type of things which are held outside, but which at times would come in. For instance, he's got cows that are wandering around in an area of 20 square kilometers. But, you know, a couple of times a year they're brought into the town. So that's also considered to be nikbatsi natocha. Different elements of nikbatsi. So we have, therefore, three issues. As far as tzaddikim are concerned, it's the boundaries that define it. As far as rishayim are concerned, it's nikbatsi. Outside of that, it's bichlal not included. Omer Chista, if we have pikdonot, we have deposits of an ir hanidacha, they are mutter. Now, it's not clear what that means. You say deposits, you mean deposits that are held by others in a bank in an ir hanidacha? Is that what you mean? Or deposits of people in an ir hanidacha in a safe deposit box outside of the ir hanidacha? So, hechidami, what do you mean? Ilema di ir acheret. You're saying other people from different towns have deposited items in the ir hanidacha. Obviously, that is mutter. I mean, that's not considered to be shlala at all. It has nothing to do with that. So pshita de mutter, why would I need now a limud to tell me that there is mutter? I mean, of course it's mutter. Ve'ela didhu, so maybe you meant the other way around. A deposit of a member of an ir nidachah in a safe deposit box somewhere else, right? Well, look, if it's nikbatzin tocha, if in fact it's within a day, if that pirish of nikbatzin tocha, whatever pirish, then why would it be mutter? I mean, how could Rav Chisda have said that? If it's not nikbatzin tocha, I already know that. We just got finished saying that. If it's not nikbatzin tocha, so Rav Chisda himself said that halacha, not nikbatzin tocha, is mutter. Why would he add... And if it's in a safe deposit box, who cares where it is? Point is, it's not nikbatzin tocha. Amar Rav Chisda. Says the Gemara, no. Obviously, we are talking about a case where it was a different town that had deposited something with someone in the Iran Nidachat. Now, you say, well, obviously, that's not shlala. Is that indeed so obvious? Suppose the person with whom the item is deposited has full responsibility for that item. He borrowed it. So we might have thought that responsibility is the equivalent of ownership, which it certainly is in many senses. So maybe over here it's considered to be shlala literally. Therefore, I need to know that, says Rav Chisda, it's not considered to be part of the iranitacha. So hachamai is kinan, kagon dekobel alav achrayut. Talk about not stam that it's there, but that you're responsible for it. Ma'o de tema, I would have thought perhaps, therefore, that kima de kabla le achrayut kididei dami would be considered to be the equivalent of his own because of that achrayut kamash malan, that it indeed is not shlalam. On Rav Chisda, another thing that Rav Chisda said is that if you have a partnership, so let's say you have an animal which is chetzer shel ir nidachat vechetzer shel ir acheret, that animal is osur. There's no way for you to be able to be nenet from that animal. But if you have a piece of dough, let's say, that's owned by two people, Isa, which belongs chetzi shelir nidachat, chetzi shelir acheret, that is not a problem. Why? My taima, behema kamadalo pligadam. Look, the animal's got a problem because there's no way that you can eat this animal without doing a shechita on the animal as a whole. The problem is that the animal as a whole is certainly not considered to be something that could be nishchat for part of it. Either because it's a single organism, you're always being nene from what is coming from the other part of the organism, or, as Rashi suggests, and Rashi will run into a little bit of problems later on, as we'll see in a moment, but Rashi suggests that the problem is, this is an extremely halakhic way of thinking, okay, and it's brilliant. Rashi suggests that the problem is based on what the Gemara is going to ask later. And that's why it's a problem. The act of shechita on this animal may have been preempted by the fact that the Torah says lefi chorev. Since the Torah says to destroy living organisms, lefi chorev, it's defining anything that you would do with that knife as the carrying out of the din lefi chorev, which would mean that there is no shechita. Because shechita is defined as a legal act, not as the physical movement of a knife. Once that legal act has been defined in a different way, that's brilliant. Yeah. The abstraction of the course thinking is like, that's not shechita. That's just killing the fichara. So there'd be no way to be matir this animal anyway.
Do you think the harem is a problem? Or does it come in?
No, because this is not shlala, just like by the isa, it doesn't come in.
If it's not shlala,
this is half of it. So again, the simple meaning is because you can't split an animal, so how are you going to be able to say this is shlala, this is not shlala? But that's not what Rashi says.
It's like Rashi's a brisker.
The Gemara is a brisker. The Gemara asks this question in a moment, but that's the problem. Why is Rashi already made this determination, the previous, claiming that that's what the Gemara meant, the previous halacha? So how do we raise it as a question now in the next halacha?
I think when I went through this was, there's sometimes a halakhic difference when you wouldn't call an animal that you shechted an animal, and you say, it's a half an animal. It loses its name. But a doe would remain a doe. So that's what
yeah,
I think.
That's not what he's saying.
But
he's talking about the act of the shechita, not the problem of the animal. Right. Because the animal hasn't been redefined here. There's no shear in an animal for shechita. The shear is in the sakin. By sakin, we have questions. Okay, so in any event, those would be two approaches. So that's how Rav Chisda puts it. Now, the next thing that Rav Chisda raises is this exact question. By Rav Chisda, suppose you have a behemah that is entirely the Yerni Dachat, right? So the question is, if I use a sakin to shecht it, is it an avela or not? I mean, it's definitely osur. I know it's osur. It doesn't have to kill it. But is it going to be metame? So an animal that was shechted is not metame. But was this shechted, or was it just lefi chorevd? So, ma'o detitani b'shkita l'tara midei nevela. Do we say, look, the Torah says lefi chorev, and therefore that subsumes any other act that would be done with that chorev, and it's loshna shachta mishchat loshna katlam diktal. That's not an act of shechita. Odoma kima de shachta. Do we say vis-a-vis the din of nevela? Why can't we look at that killing as a shechita vis-a-vis tyra? So kima de shachta mahani lo shechita legabi nevela. My take. That stands. Boy, Rav Yosef, how about the hair, se'ar nashim titkanios? How about the hair of non-participant women? Ma, says Rav, what are you talking about, the hair? And what about participating women? What, you're going to tell me that we're supposed to burn their hair? Oh, the rishayot asur. The Torah says that dafka tikbots el toch rechova v'sarafta. That means only something which can be gathered directly. What are you going to say? You're supposed to cut off the hair of the women and then burn it. This is mechusar klisha ukvitsa and then srefa. Therefore, it's not included. Therefore, says Rav, it's obvious that the question is directed not to their hair, but to their sheitlach. That's the issue. Of course, there's a big problem here. How could there be peya nochris of tzatkonios if they're wearing a sheitel? They're obviously rishayos. This is a big problem for those who don't approve of shaitels. Okay, so in any event, so if you have now a shaitel, how do you view a shaitel? That's his question. Okay, but that's a pretty crazy question. I mean, look, I mean, if she's wearing the shaitel, so then it's like her clothing. I mean, we're burned clothing. Clothing is bottled to a body. So too would the peya nochrit. It's not going to be worse than anything else she's wearing. So what's your question? No, obviously we're talking about that it's hanging on a hook in the closet. That's the point. So the thing is this. This is the way the Achronim refers here. The thing is this. That actually, some of the Rishonim even says, if you're talking about normal clothing, whatever she's wearing is batel to the guf, what she's wearing isn't batel to the guf. You're talking about a shaitel. That's a whole different deal. Because the shaitel is something that she utilizes in an intimate way. She's not going to go out ever without this shaitel. So that's the case. It's more than clothing. Maybe even if it's hanging on a hook and why it didn't have to be on her head at the time of the din, it's viewed as an extension of her. She always wears it. So because of that, perhaps it would have a din of her body anyway. That's the question. So is it considered to be now, is it kilavusha permanently or not? So do we say it's kidichzei tzadikim shebetocha, since it's hanging on a hook, so it's like any other nichzei tzadikim, and therefore it would be burned, v'avad. Odimak, even the Isle of Anafka, or do we say, since she always wears it when she would go out, so then it's considered to be the equivalent of lavush, even when she's not lavush, take her. Then the next thing we took a look at was that pasuk kol shlala tikvot zotok rechova, and we darshan rechova. Now, in the Mishnah, all we've seen so far is the assumption, in other words, since the Torah says there is a rechova, then it's defining the need for there to be a rechova. If there isn't one, make one. But there's another approach. The other approach would be that since the Torah identifies the rechova, it's not coming to tell you there needs to be a rechova. It's coming to tell you the subject here of ir anidachar is an ir that has a rechova. That's why I'm assuming there's a rechova. But if there is a rechova, then we're not even discussing that kind of city.
It's a big enough city to have a rechova.
Whatever, big or whether it's the type of city that has that type of construction. That's the question. So that indeed is the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael. Turn around. Ein la rechov in an aset ir anidach. Rabbi Yishmael. This would be a fundamentally different way of looking at things. Is the Torah telling you now the requirements to be the ir anidach? Or is the Torah assuming the necessities of the Yoni Dachas? Exact opposites. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, without a Rechova, there is no city. It's not included in the set of our Nidach. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Omer, on the contrary, it's talking about all cities, and the reason that it's assuming the existence of the Rechov is because you need to provide it with a Rechov. Now what this boils down to, says the Rein L'Rechov, Osin L'Rechov, what this boils down to the argument is how to look at the word Rechova. In other words, if Rechova is an identification, the city with the Rechov, then it's telling me the city without the Rechov is not included. And there'd be no way to add the Rechov now because it's not the city with the Rechov. But if the word Rechov means the Rechov as it currently is, not the definition of what was, it's not the, then the only way to understand it is make a Rechov. That's the machlokas. But my kamiflegit, Marsava Rechova meikara mashma. This Rechov that was there. So whenever we refer to something in a narrative, bring it to its Rechov. We've already spoken about this city, and now we're assuming it has a Rechov. You're not going to make the Rechov there retroactively. That's impossible. So it's got to be a definition of what kind of city. It's a street, really. It's a street in which everyone can gather. It's not an alley. It's a Rechovah. So it has to be a Rishon HaRabim that everybody could come into. Yeah. Umar Savar. No, to the current Rechovah. So Umar Savar Rechovah. Hashta is also called Rechovah. It's not necessarily a narrative in the way that a story would be a narrative. So bring it to its Rechov that you would make. So it's, in other words, it's a prescription. It's not a narrative. We don't look at it as just a narrative. So as a prescription, you say, okay, so make it. This is what you should do. The next thing that we had was the discussion, which is quite confusing, about the Hekdeshot. Because when you're saying on the one hand, Shlalav lo Shlalav Shamayim, and then you're saying, you're assuming that, but of course we're not going to use these Hekdeshot, so therefore Yipadu or Yirakevu and so on. Now, that, if there's no Isser, so then clearly the only problem would be over here, is that we're assuming that we're not going to be able to use these things for the Beis HaMikdash, because of the getter of mi'us. In other words, something that has a source in the Avodah Zorah, so it's like Zevach Rasha'im Toivah, as we're going to see later on. We don't want to actually use it. So therefore, says the Bright, Hayuba Kachim, if you're talking about Kachim Yizbeach, Yomutu, which we assume, we say Yomutu means that we're consuming otam lakipa. In other words, we allow them to die naturally. And if it's kachi perek habayit, we can always be poda it. Trumot, we're not going to use. And yirakevu. Maisa sheni v'kitvei HaKadosh, we're not going to use. And yiganezu. And we discussed earlier the difference between yirakevu, yiganezu, and why. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the way to look at it, now this on the surface does not appear to be talking past each other. We're going to have to now get back to the Braita, try to understand it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, well, forget about Shlala. It also mentions Behemta. Behemta would mean Behemta velo Behemet Bechor Umasa. So as far as which Behemot would be excluded from the din of the Iran Nidacha, we would exclude Bechor Umaser. Shlala, that would be dealing not with the Behemoth, that would be dealing with Prat Kesev Hegdesh and Kesev Maaser, but would not be talking about the Behemoth. Now, I don't understand what's going on, so can we get back to the beginning? Amamar, you say, start up by saying, Tanakama, Hayuba Kochim, Kochim Mizbeach Yomutu. I don't understand. Why Yomutu? In other words, even if it's given that this is Zevach Rishayim, We don't want to use it. But can't we be poda it and use the money? So amayamutu. Couldn't we say that it would be yera'u achi yistaevu v'yimachru v'yipludameyam l'nadava? I understand that it's modes, okay? But I mean, the money, can't we use the money? Rabbi Yochanan says no. Even the money is zevach rasha'im toiva. We're going to talk about that later. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, and this turns out to be the machlokas, do we say that there's toiva on value or is toiva on an item? That's the issue. So Rabbi Yochanan says the reason why we have to let it die is because it wouldn't help even to take its value. Use that value for what? The din is that if we would be paid to them and they would get a mum, we would be paid to them, that money would be used now for kachay mizbeach, ketzah mizbeach. It would be nidavot. Can't do that. It's also called nidavot that ultimately come from Rishaim. Rish Lakish Omer, the point over here is that they have to be allowed to die because they're usher Because they're moment baling. You are all making the assumptions that be'etzem, this is excluded from shlal shamayim, and it's just that there's a problem because it's mos. So that's why you're having this whole discussion. I'm telling you that this is moment baling. How is it moment baling? I thought it's v'lo shlal shamayim. Oh! Because it's talking about kachim shechayev b'achrayutav. The truth is, you'd be right. You'd be right. If we were talking about the types of things that are v'lo shlal shamayim, so inachinani, we would do that. We would allow the money to be brought as an adava. Here we're talking about that these things belong to the owners, and therefore the truth is that this is considered to be real ownered, has to be killed. And when we said Yomutu, you were wrong. Yomutu does not mean that Konsino Talakipa. It's just we pretend because we don't want to say, but the Torah said to kill it, we'd kill it, even though it's Kachay Shamayim. Because it's talking about over here, Acha, because Hashim Shechayav Bachrayutan. So there are types of karbonas. Let's say you made a net to bring this car. If you made a net, if something happens to this animal, you're going to have to replace it. So you're going to have to replace it. That means that ultimately it's considered to be value, your value. So you have money in it. And of course, there are chiyuvim korbanos that you have to bring. So if you have an asham you're going to have to bring, that's yours. You're chayav in the achrayut for that asham. That achrayut itself means it's considered to be yours. And it's going, aliva to Rabbi Shimon. That is Rabbi Shimon Shita, who says that kachim shechayav v'achrayutam is considered to be a moment baal. And we had this whole discussion back in Bav Metzia, legabe all of the dinim, as legabe Geneva, payments of fines, making shvuas. So Rabbi Shimon says, that's your money. Because since it represents value to you, it's moment baal. And the dinim would be lefi chorev. Says the Gemara, how could it be going? I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Look at the next words in the bright. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bem Tavlo, Bem Tavlo. So obviously Rabbi Shimon is arguing on the Tanakhama. Now, how can you turn the Tanakhama into Rabbi Shimon? So how can you say it's talking about Moment Balin? I mean, it's safe for Rabbi Shimon. Reisha Lav, Rabbi Shimon. And it indeed is only Rabbi Shimon Shita that holds that the Chiyuv of Achrayut is considered to be Moment Balin Mamash. Okay, fine. All right, let me fine-tune that, okay? I don't mean Rabbi Shimon. There's another place where it would turn out to be Moment Balin. If it's talking about Kachim Kalim, particularly, then as we've seen many times before, according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, he holds that Kachim Kalim is considered to be Mamon of the Balim, because Lamais of the Balim are the ones that are going to be eating this korban. The Bosser goes to the Balim. That's called Mamon Balim, and he learns that out from Umuala Mal Bashem. Okay? So there's two different levels of Be'ila. You can have something which is Mamono, nonetheless it's called Lashem. So here too, it's the same idea. But as far as Kachi Kachi would be concerned, what would be the halacha? Kachi Kachi in Achinami. Wait till it gets a moon. Second, it's to be Kachi with a Bali. Nobody holds it's called Zevach Roshan Toiva. And let's use the money for an adab. Okay? So Kachi Kachi Maya. What are you saying, therefore? That it should be Yipadu. That's what you're saying. So then the Braita no longer makes sense. Because why would we contrast in the Sefer, what did we go on to say? If it's Kachay Mizbeach, then X. And if it's Kachay Berek Abayit, so then Yipadu. What do you mean if it's Kachay Berek Abayit? It's a much bigger Kiddush. If it's Kachay Kalim, so then the din would be that it's Yomutu. But if it's Kachay Kachim, then Yipadu. What do I have to talk about Berek Abayit? Even within the animals themselves, I could say it's not talking about Berek Abayit. So this doesn't work, my friend. There's no way for this bright to be talking about a difference between kachikachikachikalim and not including it. Liflog v'litne v'dida. You could have made a much bigger chiddush by making a distinction between types of animals and saying as follows. Bameh devarim amurim b'kachim kalim. Avo b'kachikachim yipadu. So how are you going to read this into the Braita? Ah, says Rish Lakish, very simple. Because I would never have been able to make that statement without an awful lot of fine-tuning. Because if, what would I say? Kachi, kachi. Okay, what about a korban chatas? You say, why not? Ah, because we have a lokal lomba should be Sinai. The korban chatas, shemetu ba'alao. So that's a chatat ha-metot. Now, I can't be boded. So I couldn't possibly say, if it's kachi kalim, but if it's kachi kachi, I'd have to say, if it's kachi kachi, well, then it depends. Say if it's a korban chatas, so then the din is that it's yom mutar. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. So in order to make it, keep it simple, I'm going to make the distinction between kachib bizbeah and kachib erekabayit. Lamaisa, when you think about the reasoning inside of it, you're right. You come out with a distinction between kachim kalim and kachim kachim, and now you can work out yourself which kachim kachim would indeed be ra'ui for yista'evu and yimachu.
Is there some type of rule to when the tana is short and sometimes when it's marach?
I know, he's marach when that's what he's coming to deal with. And he's short when it's only a reference. I'm not coming to deal with the dinim of the kachim over here. Once I introduce the dinim pidyon, you understand, if it was somewhere else that I could be paid, you'd be paid. So kivan de'ika chatat shebetu ba'alea, where the din over there is delamita azla, lo psikalei. How's he supposed to make a statement like that? Okay, so now, look, getting back here to the question of how to understand what Rabbi Shimon is talking about. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about Zevach Rishayim Toiva. Tanakam, I mean, is talking about Zevach Rishayim Toiva. According to Reish Lakish, we're talking about the extended halakha of whether it's considered to be mom and bali. So Bishlam, Rabbi Yochanan Lomach Reish Lakish, he says, there's nothing to discuss here. Since Zevach Rishayim Toiva, there's no way to utilize the money, it doesn't matter, Kachi Kalam, Kachi, it has nothing to do with its being his property. We don't need to get into the complexities of Rabbi Shimon Shita, Rabbi Yosef Lili Shita, Nafkaminas of Chata Shemetu Baalea. I'm telling you, everybody agrees there's a concept of Zevach Rishayim Toiva, no? But Rish Lakish doesn't agree that there's an Isra of Zevach Rishayim Toiva. So Rish Lakish, my time, Alamak Rabbi Yochanan, Amalachaz, we mentioned earlier. Ki Amrina Zevach Rishayim Toiva. When do we say that klal? That's where you have an item, the actual item, the animal that was in the Yerni Dacha. Fine, 100%, we can't bring that animal. But remember, the issue is over here. Why not allow that animal to get a mum, sell it, and then use the generic funding, which ought to be okay? And says Reish Lakish, that's a problem. There's no Zevach Rishayim Toiva on value. There's only Zevach Rishayim Toiva on an item itself, on a concrete animal. Therefore, Achakiva the Ishtani Ishtani. Once it's taken a different form, namely now it's cash, you bring another animal with that cash. That's not the same animal. There you can't, now you don't have any recourse to Zevach Rishayim Toiva. So how are you going to explain it? The only possibility is to explain that we're talking about a case where indeed it's not Shlal Shamayim. Now that left me with two options. Either was Rabbi Shimon, and okay, you showed me it can't be Rabbi Shimon. So I accepted that. So then it's going a little bit of Yosef Aglili, and indeed we would have to distinguish between Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim.
Does Rabbi Yochanan hold the sheet in cases that are not Yerni Dachas? Any case with a Bainam Ar Mesa, you kill them, they get Avera?
Could be that it has to be Mamish Mos, not Stam, that it's, you know, it comes from his. Otherwise, Zevach Rishayim Toiva is defined particularly in terms of the hate that he did as Mahadu Truva, so not Stam is a bad guy. There's an extension of that then. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Okay, let's take a look at the next piece, because I understand what Rabbi Shimon was talking about. We started off with Shlala, and we dashed Rabbi Shlala, velo Shlal Shamayim. Comes along Rabbi Shimon, and seems to be talking about something that's completely irrelevant. He says, well, but it also says Behem Techa, and Behem Techa means Davka your Behem and not Bechor Omaisa. What are we talking about? Are we talking about a Bechor Umaser that are meant to be brought on the Mizbeah? The Korbanot Mimi. So I understand. So that's, we already had a Pasuk. It says Shlala, Velo Shlal Shamayim. Something that goes on the Mizbeah is not included in the Nirani Dachas. So we don't need this Behem Techa. Ella, what? We're talking about Balei Mumin. What's the din of Balei Mumin on Bechor Umaser? They're eaten by the owner. No. So that is Shlala. So then where do we get the idea that Shlala Nino? Omrevina, that's indeed the whole point that he's making. We're talking about a Bechor and Maser, it's a Baal Mum, okay? So therefore you would say, if it's a Baal Mum, so now it's Shlala, and therefore needs to be burned. Oh, comes along the Torah to add now a new criteria. What is that? Until now, okay, we had all these criteria. Mikvatsina tocha, tzadikim, shem, etc., etc. And shlala. Now we have a new criterion, which is, it also has to be behemta. What does that mean? It means, misha ne'echal, betorat behemtecha. Behemta, I should say. Only that which would be eaten as a standard animal. Can you eat a bechorah maaser as a standard animal? You're not even allowed to sell its flesh on a scale. Zanishkala belitra. You call that part of the standard meat in town? That's behemta. You couldn't buy it in a butcher shop. It has to be eaten with the dinim of bechorah maaser. So there is now, this new criterion is mechayev you to exclude even this, despite the fact that it would have been included in shlala, it's not included because of the fact that it's not eaten the way normal behemot are eaten. That is indeed the new chiddush. And so memela, bechor, and maaser is not included in the dinim of the ira nidachat. Now this approach actually is very different than Shmuel's approach about the same question. When Shmuel needed to explain what was Rabbi Shimon talking about, when he was bringing now a new pasuk, when we are at the din of shlala, what was he talking about? Because Shmuel said a very opaque statement. Shmuel said, well, when it comes to Rabbi Shimon, I can tell you, hakol karev v'hakol nifda. You bring everything and you're paid at everything. What? What is that supposed to mean, my karma? Aha, here's what it's supposed to mean. Karma. Kol shekarav kishutam, v'nivdei kishu balmum is excluded from shlala. Kol shekarav kishutam, v'eino nivdei kishu balmum, kagon b'choro maaser, is excluded from behima. Now, very serious differences here. What Shmuel is saying is that the word shlala only refers to an exclusion of something which would never be the owner's. So in other words, as a tamim, goes on the Mizbeah, as a balmon, it needs pidyon. That doesn't belong to anybody here. Therefore, it's not included in the Yeranidacha. But how about a Bechorah Meiser? A Bechorah Meiser, you're right, if it's a tamim, it's brought on the Mizbeah. If it's a balmon, it's eaten by the owner. Therefore, it would not be included here, bichlal, excluded by shlala.
Is he excluded?
Yeah. Well, essentially, I mean, except for these special halachos, you have to be careful about it. But if that's the case, then that would be included in shlala. There comes along the Torah to talk about behemta. Now, that means aliba de Shmuel, we're excluding bechor u'maiser tamim from behemta. According to Ravina, we're excluding bechor u'maiser tamim from shlala, correct? That's number one. Furthermore, if it would be indeed bali munim, Ravina was mechadish, that behemta is coming to tell me a chiddush of kosher ne'achal kevehemta. Shmuel doesn't have that chiddush ne'achal kevehemta. What does that mean? So according to Shmuel, the balmum of the behemta would indeed be behemta of the bechor u'maiser. And therefore, according to Shmuel, would be usher to eat the balmum. According to Ravina, it's mutter to eat the balmum. There's tremendous differences over here. Ravina's approach is utilizing shlala to exclude the tamim, and a new concept of how the animal is eaten to exclude, and therefore to be matir, the eating of the bechor u'maiser's balmum. But according to Shmuel, the tamim of the bechor u'maiser is excluded from behemta, and there's no new concept of ne'echal kebehemta to exclude the balmum. Therefore, the balmum is included and also. Okay? So, Ravina and Shmuel have very, very different approaches to what it was that Rabbi Shimon was saying. Ach yudach ruba echi avdina om Rav Yehuda doni v'chorshim doni v'chorshim om Rav Yehuda nimtza tama ane dinot shalevu. Hello, Marula, Donim Visoklin, Donim Visoklin. It's Marbi Okanama, Donim Visoklin, Donim Visoklin, Rish Lakishama. Another solution. Marbim Lahem, but they didn't eat. Any of Amr of Hama by Yosem of Oshaya. It says what say Tata Isha or Taishai, the Sharecha. Dafka Ishvi Isha's individuals at Tamotzi, the Sharecha. But Ia Tamotzi Kola Irkula, the Sharecha. Ella, the only solution is Marbim Lahem, but they didn't eat. And if it turns out that you have a rove, Then maskinen lo lebetin agadol, and over there in Yerushalayim gamel lo dinayu vekatlu. Haket haket yoshvei ha'ir. Toda rabba. Hachameret vagamelet over b'makom b'makom lano betocha v'utchoimo. Depends how long they've been there. Im nishtar shem 30 yom hein b'sayif u'monam avad. If they're there pachot mishloshim yom, so then hein b'skinen u'monam polat. Ask the Gemara of Aramini kama yeb yir v'yekan shei ha'ir. It has to be 12 months. Amar Rav Lakasha, Cholam Avim Mi Bnei Mata. Mashiach, over here it says Yoshvei Ha'ir. That's Cholam Avim Mi Yatvei Mata. And indeed, Vahatanya, Amudar Anabi Bnei Ha'ir. So Im Yesh Adam Shishtar Shem Yud Beis Chodesh Asur Lanos Bimena. Pochot Mikam Mutar Lanos Bimena. Mi Yoshvei Ha'ir. Im Nishtar Shoshvim Asur Lanos Bimena. Pochot Mikam Mutar Lanos Bimena. Acharim Otavet Kol HaShabbat. Tanu Rabbanu. Achrei motaver kol haShabbat. Don't use first kol haShabbat. So just achrei mota prat anichset tzadikim shebechutzala. Et kol haShabbat the rabbi anichset tzadikim shebetocha. Shilala v'lo shlal shemaim. Kol shilala must be mar benichset rishon shebechutzala. Omer Rabbi Shimon, b'nei ma'am rat Torah anichset tzadikim shebetocha yovedu. Because mi garam lahem shiaduru betocha momonam nu. לפיכך מומנם עבד. אומר מר, ואת כל שללה תקפוץ לרבות יחסי רשעים שבחוץ עלה. אומר רב חיסטה, that's only if תקפוץ, only בנקבצים לתוכה. אומר רב חיסטה, פקדונות של אנשי נדח מותרים. Meaning what? I mean, אלה מדי עיר אחרת ויתנו בגבה, פשיטר מותרים. Why would that be? I mean, it's love שללה הוא. Ella what? It's talking about that they made a deposit in another year? So either nikbatz in the tocha, why would they be mutar? The enikbatz in the tocha, we already know that. So amar tocha do zimna. So Zimra, you're right. Go back to the original approach. Liolam di ira cheret amavke di betocha. Now you're saying that that's obvious. It's not obvious. Because zogam ha'iskinan kigon de kovel alei achrayut. Zomah de tebe kivin de kovel alei achrayut. It's the equivalent of ownership at its kididei dami. And it would be lost. Kamash malan. Om rev chista. Behema. Chetziah shvira nidach. וחציה של עיר אחרת אסורה. עיסה חציה של עיר נדחת, וחציה של עיר אחרת מותרת. מה הייתה אמא? בהמה כמנדה לא פלגידניה. ועיסה כמנדה פלגידניה. בואי רפיסטה. בהמת עיר נדחת, מה עוד את העני בשחית על התארה מדי נבילה? Do we say לפי חרב עומר רחמנה, לא שנה שחת המשכה, לא שנה קטלה מקטה, או דיומה, Kiman de Shakta Mahani Lashkita, my take. Boy Rav Yosef, Seyar Nashim Tzitkaniot, Ma. Omar Rava, I don't understand what you're asking. Hadurishayot Asur. I mean, obviously not. It says Tikbots Visarafta, which would mean Mishena Bachusar Lakvitsa Visrafa. Yadizan Rechusar Tlisha Kvitsa Visrafa. El Omar Rava, the question was raised only Lagabi Pianochrit. Hechidami, Idabachubra Begufa, Tskigufa Dami. לא צריך את התולי בסיפטר, בסיכטר. כנכסי צדיקים שבתוכה דמי ויעבד, עודיו מהקים את האלה ונפקה, את כלבושה דמי, תיקון. ואת כל שללה תקבוץ התוך רחובה, תנו רבנן, אין לה רחוב, אין הנה עשית אין לך, דבר גשמו. וביקיב אומר, אין לה רחוב, אז אין לה רחוב. ומה יקם יפלגה? מה הסוף על הוורד רחובה is narrative, זה אז ברחובה מעיקור או משהו. מה הסוף? רחובה is prescriptive. Therefore, hashtanami mash. Hegdeshot sheba yipadu. Tan Rabba. Hayuba kodashim. Kachemizbeach yamutu. Kachemizbeach kabayit yipadu. Trumot yirakevu. Baizashenim kitviya kodashi ganeiz. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Behemta. Velo behemat bechor umaser. Shilala. Prat vakesev hegdesh. Kesev maser. Omar ma. Hayuba kachemizbeach yamutu. Ama yamutu. Yeiro hachistayevu vimachro. You blew bein the dava, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, because even so, it's zevach l'shem toiva. Mishlokish Amar, it's moment ba'alim mu, because we're talking about ocher b'kach b'shchay b'chrayot tam. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, who holds the kach b'chay b'chrayot tam. It's called moment ba'alim. No, come on, I'm going to say for Rabbi Shimon. Reishalav Rabbi Shimon. Okay, fine. So let's talk about kach b'kalim. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who holds kach b'kalim is moment ba'alim. No. So what are you saying? That kach b'kachim ma yipadu. So then why are the Tani Sefer Kachi Perek Abayit Yipadu? Lif Lag V'Litim B'Didah? You could even say Kachi Kali? I couldn't say that, you see, because keep it simple. So Bishlim Rabbi Yochanan Lamar Shlokish has a simple solution. What is Rish Lokish coming off making things so complicated? My time alone like Rabbi Yochanan. Omar lecha, because ki amin and zevach Hashem toiva, ani min li'echa di'itnu be'inayu, okay, give it ishtin ishtin. Rabbi Shimon omer be'em tochav lo be'em repor mai. So what are we talking about, first of all? Ni le'ma bitmimim, we already know it's a shlal, the shlal shamayim. So ela b'bali mimim, so b'nei nechinami, it would be shlala. Omer vina, no, that's the whole point. Li'ona b'bali mimim, and the Torah is coming to be b'chadish, something completely new. And that is included in Shlal Shemayim. Plikin Shmuel, who says the exact opposite. We said, what the heck is that supposed to mean? How is it coming? That's excluded from Shlala. But Koshi Karev Kishutam, the Eno Nifte Kishubamum. That is Kigon Bechor Meiser, that is learned out from Beim Anafkan. Trumot Yerakevo, Omer Chisvoshna, Ela Truma Beyad Yisrael, Ava Truma Beyad Kohen, given the Mamoneu, Tisarev. Motiv Rav Yosef, Meiser Sheni, Vikitvea Kodesh Yiganezo. Meiser Sheni Beyad Yisrael is the complete equivalent of Truma Beyad Kohen Dami. And nonetheless, it says Yiganezo. So how could Rav Chisvoshna have said something so crazy? Ella Iitma, you're right. Ach Iitma. Omrev Chista, Lo Shano Ella Truma Biyad Kohen. Avo Truma Biyad Yisrael, Tinatem Le Kohen Shevi'ir Acheret.